Let's get into our Muslim segment, shall we? Allah, Sharia, radical Islam, all those nasty words that we shouldn't be uttering, that Barry won't say, because as John Kerry, there's an article on the site tomorrow, John Kerry talking about Islam is not Islam. I mean, you really have to read it, okay? It'll give you your chuckle for the day. It'll also scare the hell out of you. Anyway, we find out that this guy who brought up the question to Trump, you know, Barack Obama's a Muslim, and what are we going to do about these Muslims and all this kind of stuff, which, by the way, I thought Trump handled rather diplomatically, and this is not an endorsement of Trump. In fact, I'm getting rather tired of him coming up with these petty attacks on other candidates. Enough is enough. But in this case, he handled it rather adeptly. He said, well, we'll have to look into that. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He handled it well. It turns out that this guy who asked the question is a raging leftist. He's not a Tea Party person. He's not a right-wing person. He's not a Trump supporter at all. In fact, Breitbart has identified him from photographs as being a major contributor to and participant in anti-Tea Party rallies for the Democratic Party. And he is a member of Americans Against the Tea Party. So, this was all a plant. One more little tiny clue, a dot of that unholy alliance between the left and Islam. And by the way, once they get rid of all of us, then it's just the two of them. And I guarantee you, they'll be fighting it out. And my money's on Islam. All right. So, the question was posed... The question was posed to poor Ben Carson as to whether he thought a Muslim could be, should be, whatever be, president of the United States. And he said, no, I think a Muslim can't be president of the United States, more or less, unless he believes in the Constitution, forsakes Sharia, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, a Muslim basically renounces Islam. Because Islam, folks, is antithesis to our republic. Understand that. It is the Antichrist to a democratic republic. It is the venom in a stricken woman's rights. Islam is not a religion of peace. The Quran is clear. Jihad is a holy endeavor. Eliminating or converting infidels is the commandment of Allah. It is what it is. It's in black and white. It was written by Muslims for Muslims. Nobody is taking this out of context. Nobody, yes, it's abbreviated. Nobody is making this up. It is what it is. You might have heard the news story as 3-4 days ago, but there was a big to-do. It was either in Florida or New Jersey. where it was doesn't matter. But the Muslim community attended their school board meeting. Many of them, by the way, not American citizens. I'm sure some of them illegal aliens, others refugees. And they went to make demands on the free educational system that you and I are paying for their kids. And their demand was that certain Muslim holidays should be non-school days. Now remember, Muslims are about 1% of the population of the United States. Is this kind of the tail wagging the dog? It's kind of like the LGBT community. 1% of the United States, or 2%, whatever it is. I mean, minuscule. The tail wagging the dog. Having laws changed by the Supreme Court. You know, I don't care if somebody is gay. I don't care if somebody is a lesbian. I don't care if somebody is Muslim or Jew or Christian or Buddhist or agnostic or atheist. I don't care. They can do what they want. But I care a lot when they start foisting what they do on me. You know? It's that yellow flag with the coiled viper. Don't tread on me. Anyway, this group of Muslims wants a tiny minority in the district getting free stuff. Demanded that certain of these holidays be non-school days. The board said, rightly, no. And one of the women, I'm sure you can Google this up and you can watch the whole thing. It's, I mean, she's wearing a she's wearing her veil, the whole nine yards. She said, well, you're the majority now, but soon we will be. A chilling statement, given all that's going on. Listen to my show from last week on what's really going on with the refugee thing. That will set your hair on fire. And it's all part of a plan. Fundamental transformation of America, propelled by ideologues at the UN, ideologues at the White House, ideologues in the Senate. 44 traitors voting for the Iran deal, putting party and ideology over the health, safety, and welfare of their republic, of their country, of their constitution, and of their constituents and their families. There's an article in the scandal section this week. More and more people are using that treason word. Alan West was on TV, I think it was with Greta Van Susteren, or another interviewer. And he used the word treasonous. I've now heard the word, or seen the word traitor, treason, treasonous, arrest, more in the last 30 days than in the previous 5 years combined. And I, of course, as O'Reilly would say, your humble correspondent. I've been using those words for about 4 years. It's very clear what's going on. And it's not a mistake. So, the question posed to Penn Carson, let me get back on track here, because you're going to love it. Well, I'm not sure you're going to love it, but your mouth will drop open. Make sure you have a pillow underneath your jaw, because I don't want you to fracture your jaw when your jaw drops open. So, Carson said, no, a Muslim should not be president of the United States. Now, everybody was in a hue and a cry and an uproar, particularly the left, who's in the unholy alliance with Islam. So, would you want somebody, if they were Muslim and you could see into the future, or they were Muslim sympathizing and you could see into the future, and if they took any or all or most or even some of the following steps, would you want them as president of the United States? If they attended a madrasa school when they were in elementary school age, that's a Muslim indoctrination type school. If they had written papers or books or treatises or school stuff that talked about when the political winds blow ill, I will side with the Muslims, or the sound of call to prayers in the evening is the most beautiful sound in the world. Would you like someone, do you think they should be president if their wife was good friends with and supported Louis Farrakhan, who calls for the destruction of America, and of course is a Muslim? How about, do you think somebody should be president if they stood up on a world stage, let's say Cairo, like 2009, and talked about how bad America was, how the Muslims have been mistreated? Would you want somebody who supports the Muslim Brotherhood, like in Egypt, the secular government this person would overthrow? The Muslim Brotherhood he would support with $1.5 billion in tanks, armaments, jet fighters, and money. And when 40 million people took to the street to say, we don't want the Muslim Brotherhood, would not support them at all and cuts off all aid to the government that those people put in place? Would you want a Muslim who would not look you in the eye and talk to you about radical Islam? Would you want somebody in the office of the President of the United States who disliked Israel, suggested that it go back to its 1967 borders, that it surrendered Jerusalem? Would you like somebody who pretended to care about the Palestinians and insisted on them having their own state, which would be carved out of Israel's lands? Would you like somebody who, in a uprising that likely could have succeeded, that would have overthrown a tyrant and a dictator and a theocracy, such as Iran in 2009, the Green Movement, with people getting shot in the streets on TV, would you elect somebody for president who wasn't going to support those folks? And then who later makes a deal with that same country that affords its nuclear weapons, that protects it against any attack by Israel, that does not adhere to the tenets of anything he promised the American people or Congress, you know, snap inspections, American inspectors, all that's out the window. Would you vote for a guy like that for president? Would you vote for a guy who appointed all sorts of Muslim operatives to positions of security at the agencies, the agencies that are meant to protect us? Or who had as his right-hand person an Iranian-born Muslim whose word in the inner circle is basically law? Would you support somebody for president if they were going to hold Muslim holiday parties in the West Wing? Or when hundreds of thousands of people, whether they're Christians or whatever, are being slaughtered by a marauding horde, refuse to take any steps, refuse to put America's might on the line to protect those folks? Or who, on the one hand, won't support the clear choice of the people, for instance in Egypt, against radical Islam, but in the other takes out secular governments in Yemen, Somalia, Libya, and then pulls back, allowing those countries to be taken over by radical Islam? How about somebody, would you vote for somebody who America's involved in a war, whether you believe in it or not? America wins the war, and this guy that you might vote for in the future pulls out all our troops and loses the war. Would you like somebody who arms our enemies and doesn't arm our friends, like the Kurds, the poor Kurds? I mean, that could be a show in and of itself. Our staunchest ally other than Israel. The only people putting up a fight and winning against ISIS. And they can't get so much as a rifle from the United States. Would you vote for somebody in the future who would do that? Would you vote for somebody who would spend your tax money to do a video apologizing for a video and throw the guy, an American, who made the video criticizing Allah into jail for a year? Would you vote for a president like that? Would you vote for a president who, in perpetration of the lie, having to do with an event in which we lost an ambassador, two Navy SEALs, and a communications officer in a place called Benghazi? You can call it Oshkosh because this is all theoretical, of course. Would you vote for a guy who lied about that attack and said it was caused by this aforesaid video? And then when he's caught in the lie, doubles down on it and promotes his mouthpiece to National Security Advisor, where she's dealing with radical Islam? Would you vote for a guy who has unclean hands when it comes to 30 members of SEAL Team 6 being killed when their helicopter was shot down just weeks after the Bin Laden raid? In an operation called Operation Extortion. That was its code name. And it broke every rule in the book. One chopper, too many men. I can go on down the list. Would you vote for somebody who was going to be commander-in-chief who would do that? Or how about somebody who takes all the credit for killing a big enemy of the United States, and the guy who told him where the enemy was, who happens to be a doctor in Pakistan, is left to rot in a Pakistani jail with no help from the guy who's taken all the credit? Would you vote for somebody like that? Would you vote for somebody who, when a murderer and a traitor in the armed forces pulls out a weapon, kills 13 and wounds 30 plus soldiers on a military base, would you vote for a guy who kept it classed, by the way, to the extreme detriment, because they couldn't get benefits, of the 30 plus wounded military members? Would you vote for a guy who's going to call that workplace violence? Would you vote for a guy who says the Islamic State is not Islamist? Would you vote for a guy who had a celebration in his house, also in the West Wing, big gala party, the night of 9/11, the anniversary date of 9/11-2001, and the anniversary date of 9/11-Benghazi? He had a party. Would you vote for somebody who would do that? Would you vote for somebody who calls himself a Christian, but hasn't been to church in 9 months? Would you vote for somebody who stands up at the National Prayer Breakfast, a Christian event, says virtually nothing about he says nothing about radical Islam, because that doesn't exist, you know. Instead, he talks about what the Christians did in the Crusades 1,000 years ago. Would you vote for somebody who, in the face of this horror and terror, hundreds of thousands of Yazidis raped, imprisoned, disemboweled, hung, crucified, would you support a man whose refugee program was 94% Muslim and 6% Christian or Yazidi? If your answer is no, you would not vote for a man who did all, or who is going to do in the future, because you have a crystal ball, who did all of those things, or some, or part of? If your answer is no, you would not vote for him, then you agree with Doc Carson. And I'm sure I'm going to get all sorts of hate mail, this, that, and the other. Look, the facts are the facts, Jack. That is a, what I just read you off is a partial list. Those are actual acts and lack of acts. It's choices. I didn't even get into Bergdahl, and I didn't get into the red line in Syria. I didn't dent it. Those 35 examples aren't even a dent. And if you wouldn't vote for anybody in the future because you have a crystal ball who would do that, then guess what? You agree with Doc Carson. A Muslim should not be the president of the United States. Period. And that's not to say that the Constitution does not give them the right. On a religious basis. Let's make this distinction because progressives love to kind of overlook this. And unfortunately, Doc Carson is not good at articulating it. There's a secular component and a religious component to the Constitution. And there is a Bill of Rights. The Constitution mandates that you cannot discriminate against anybody, and I happen to agree with this, for their religion. Nothing precludes a Muslim from running from any office in the country, including the President of the United States. Now, under the current president, they just get appointed, so they don't have to run. However, the secular portion of the Constitution makes it clear that any person in any office, and particularly the president, will uphold the Constitution. That includes the secular aspects of it, which are absolutely 180 degrees polar opposite from the tenets of the Quran, the teachings of Allah, and Sharia law. And every fact I just gave you is an act or lack of act that has been perpetrated by Barack Hussein Obama, a man who did manage to get elected twice as President of the United States. And let me tell you, his actions, his lack of actions, his treason, along with Hillary Clinton and a host of others, is not just him. We will pay heavily for this in the future. Very heavily. So I must say that I agree 100% with Doc Carson. 100%. In fact, I'm a little upset with him that he didn't really backtrack, but he kind of tried to create a little room for himself. There is no room in this. I wish that list had been made up. That list is truth. You can Google each and every little bullet point I had, and you'll come up with hundreds of others. Some equally as egregious, and others even worse. Now, if we see this kind of act and lack of act on the part of a man who proclaims himself loudly to be a Christian, what might we see from a man who admits to being a Muslim? This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. A little food for thought while you're thinking about whether the cowboy should keep the kitty. We'll talk to you next week. You have a great one.